You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out there. Check out everything on the website. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Hang on, Sam. You hear
all
that?
All right.
It's time to bring him on here. Y'all know how to get in touch with us, but it is time to bring on that man from the CW and who will be on other platforms right around the corner. I want to welcome back friend of the show, Adam Alexander. Good morning, buddy, and how was your week?
Morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good week, and everything's going well, and looking forward to a fun wrap to the month here. You know, this is it, man. We got a lot going on. All-Star Weekend for NASCAR, qualifying in Indy the next couple of days, so a lot of excitement. Both venues, and I bring up both because of the role that Kyle Larson will play, and then obviously next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is so big when you talk about racing on all platforms, and Kyle Larson doing the double with the Indy 500, Coke 600 double next Sunday. So a lot to be excited about right now in the racing world.
And you have a ringside seat for it
don't
all.
Don't he know? Yeah, don't
you
he?
You have a ringside seat for it all, folks. We're pleased to be joined by Adam Alexander. He is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander. Adam, numeral one, Alexander. Things start shifting around for you because Prime starts next week, and you're going to be, you know, on the call in Charlotte. Talk about how your role is getting ready to change and how you prepare yourself for this change, Adam.
It's going to be really busy, and that process really has already begun, and it's been going on for quite some time. And I think, you know, what's interesting about this for all of us is it's not just a new venture for Prime and their first race, but it's a crown jewel race, the Coke 600, which is one of the biggest in NASCAR. And I mentioned the fact that it's on Memorial Day weekend, and so it's not just a big event in NASCAR and one of the cornerstones of the sport, one of the pillars, but it's also a weekend to honor and remember our fallen soldiers. And that's something that has always been a major part of what we see in that race, the 600 miles of remembrance, where every car will carry the name of one of our fallen heroes. And so across the board, the magnitude of this event is enormous. And then you add to that that, you know, it's the first race for Prime is going to be a big evening. And so with that, there's been a lot of preparation that's gone in. And this is also, on top of that, a very, very busy week in the NASCAR world, just because you've got the All-Star race that's just up the road in North Wilkesboro. For a number of years, that race was here in Charlotte. And so because you have these two races so close together geographically, the teams will utilize this as a week to do their fan days, and drivers will use it as a week to do charity events. And so there's just so much that happens in the NASCAR community in the next week that it's very, very busy even before you get to the race weekend. So across the board, you know, it's going to be a crazy 7-8 days here. There's no doubt about that.
That's Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's what I need to know from you, or would like to ask you, and I'm going to share a little bit of the film industry, because you do hosting of shows and you call races. And I want to know if there's something that you have, there's something that you need to do before the mic cracks or the cameras come on. And the reason I ask is because if you take any kind of acting class or when you're prepping to get ready to shoot a scene, any teacher that you've had in your past, you will always remember what they say, and that is always remember how you're going to deliver your first line. Know how you're going to deliver that opening line of whatever you're going to be talking about in the scene, in the commercial, whatever. Do you have something like that that you make sure that you have or ready to go with when you get ready to start a broadcast, whether it's a race or just hosting one of your TV shows?
I would say that, you know, it probably depends on what the show is and what the format is. And, you know, where it fits into the race weekend. You know, obviously coming on the air for a race, you want to have something rehearsed in your mind of how you're going to get on the air. And there's a production side of that, too. And so a producer or director may say, hey, these are the shots we're going to give you, or these are the sales elements we need to hit. And some of that may, you know, dictate what kind of thoughts you create in your mind of how you're going to get on the air. You always have rehearsed out what you're going to hit the analysts with, so they're prepared to talk about, you know, whatever it is that you're going to hit them with, and production is prepared with elements to support that. So, you know, all of that goes in. I don't have any, you know, sort of ritual that I go through before I go on the air. I try to keep it really, really loose in the booth before any time we start a broadcast. To me, that is key. And I feel like that most of the time that I've been on the air in recent memory, as far as doing play-by-play, you know, the analysts have been doing a pre-race show, or like when I was at Fox, the analysts were coming up from the Cup booth and they just, or up from the Cup garage, and they had just finished practice and qualifying. And so they were just kind of coming in hot. And so to me, it was always important to keep it a very loose and light atmosphere. So that's something that I always try to do is just make it fun, and I feel like that translates onto the air. The one thing I would say that someone told me a long time ago, and that is smile. You know, if you're smiling when you're on camera, the audience forgives you. And I would say if you come with a smile, you come with good energy, typically, even if things aren't exactly where you'd want them to be, from a content standpoint, the audience is going to be forgiving. So that is something that I've always tried to remember.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Very nice
about,
Professor
right?
Alexander. He just taught a class. He just taught, right?
Yes, he did.
Young people who are graduating who want to come into the business. And, you know, we might bottle it up and let him hear that out, Adam, for sure.
Yeah.
Talk about this weekend, All-Star Race. We're back at North Wilkesboro, the third time there. We've seen, you know, Larson dominate there. We've seen Logano dominate there. What's there are you looking forward to watching this time around? And there's also some whispers of making it a points race is what I've been hearing, right?
That's been a conversation really the last couple of years since we went back. Xfinity hasn't been there since we made the return to North Wilkesboro. The trucks have raced there both years. When the big return happened, they were there again last year, and they'll race today. And the trucks race and handling their business, I think, is what really opened everyone's eyes to make this is a place that could host a points-paying event. NASCAR's done such a great job of spreading the wealth and going to new venues and trying new things with, you know, Mexico City this year and what we've seen in recent years with the Chicago Street Course. St. Louis is a track that forever hosted trucks in Xfinity but was never a Cup track, and now Cup is racing there. So they've gone to these new places, but then they've also done a nice job of going back to some of these, you know, Bowman Gray, Flash, and, you know, you think about what they did at the L.A. Coliseum and then, you know, which was a great new venue, but then Bowman Gray back in time and also with what they're Spurl. So there's no question that this could be a points-paying event, and where does that fit in, and how does that match up with some of the other things the sport wants to accomplish? And where would that land if North Wilkesboro became a points-paying event? And could Bowman Gray place the All-Star race if North Wilkesboro became a points-paying race and they wanted to take the Clash internationally, which is something that's been talked about? I'm not sure that any of that or how much of that is on the table for the schedule in 2026, but nothing would surprise you, only because NASCAR has just been so innovative and outside the box in their thinking when they've looked at the schedule and how to evaluate the future.
You know, I want to ask you a question here about something, but I don't want you, because I'm just curious. I've known, and maybe I'm just not paying attention as closely, but, you know, the Ralph Fenway Kozlowski racing got hit by NASCAR because of a bumper situation that happened last week. Is this something are the penalties this year kind of ramped up, or is this something that happens regularly and is just falling through the cracks as far as me and work? Because I can't remember the last time I've seen a bumper situation. I mean, 2 inches here really be hit like the way this team got hit.
I feel like that I heard this week that this was the eighth major penalty or disqualification that's happened in the first 12 races, which is pretty remarkable. That's a big number. But okay. But what's happening here is you've gone to this next-gen car, and there's not a lot of room to play. There's just not. And so where before you could get creative and try to find a competitive advantage, now you really can't. None of these parts are furnished for you. And if you mess with those parts, then you're going to be considered out of bounds and there's going to be a penalty. And so I feel like teams are, you know, doing the best they can to find speed. But because of that, you know, you're going to have some times that you cross the line or do something that's going to not match up. And therefore there's going to be a price to pay. And, you know, the penalties have been significant, and I look at the RFK organization, Ralph Fenway Kozlowski. You get Chris Buescher, who's penalized this week, 60 points, goes from above the cut line to below. Ryan Preece, who finished second at Talladega, his teammate disqualified, and so he loses all of those points, and he's right around the cut line. The difference that could make for him is huge. And then Brad Keselowski's just had this run of bad luck, and they can't seem to find their way. So that's a group that's really been hard hit, not just with penalties, disqualifications, but bad luck. And, you know, hopefully they're getting it out of the way now, because next Sunday will mark the midway point of the regular season, and it's starting to become an uphill climb, at least for Brad. I mean, Chris is still very much in it, and Ryan Preece actually benefited from Chris's, penalties this week because he jumped above that playoff cut line. But it's been a real chore for them right now to find their way.
Before we let you go, talk about Kyle Larson and how he's, you know, doing some things, considering the double duty he has coming up. Still, he wants to handle his business and do well where he is right now. What's your observations been of how he's approaching everything and handling everything?
I think he's amazing. And I would tell you that one of the most difficult pieces, I would say, for any athlete and even a performer, someone in the public eye, is having the ability to forget. And I feel like Kyle Larson has got as good ability to forget as anybody. He is so short-minded. And the reason I say that is good is because mistakes are inevitable. And he is someone that is absolutely going to take it to the edge and push it across every time to find out where the edge is, because he knows sometimes you have to go across the edge to maximize.
Yeah.
And yesterday he crashed at Indy. And it didn't bother him at all. He just acted like this was just another day. And even acknowledges crashing doesn't bother me. And it's all of those hiccups that create the upside and huge amount of success for him. And to me, that's what will allow him to be successful, not just this weekend and in the setup for next week, but ultimately next weekend when he does the double. I don't know where he fits in. The cars are going to be different this year than last year. and I'm sure the learning curve is difficult on short notice for him. But he is an absolute elite talent. There's no doubt about that. And I feel great about his opportunities to go out and be successful both in Indianapolis and obviously with the Coke 600 in Charlotte.
This has easily been one of his most informative segments with us since we've been talking to him. And
it's
that's saying a lot.
It's great stuff.
This has been fabulous this morning, Adam. Listen, you have a great call and the rest of your weekend, and we look forward to having you back, buddy. But this was wonderful today.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys. I love it. Appreciate it. And you guys have a great weekend.
All right, there you go. Adam Alexander going from the CW pretty soon to Prime. And what else? What other platforms are you going to be on?
Then Turner. Hey, man. I saw it.
You're going to have a whole bunch of free T-shirts to be giving out. Coming up, we're going to talk about these Braves that are up in Boston right now, taking it to this Red Sox team in their new uniforms for a part of that stadium.
Green uniform.
Didn't really work.
Yo.
But and also coming up top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know some of the names on this year's list of the High School Hall of Fame. Are we ready to release some of these names?
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring them out. And we're going to talk to one of them.
There you go.
Next hour.
That's all coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.